Welcome to the Courageous Nation podcast, where every week we have a meaningful conversation that inspires you to live courageously. I am your host, Lance Merkey, and I'm here with your life coaches, Mandy and Rachel, from Big Blue Couch Coaching. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
We missed you last week.
Yeah, I was explaining how I missed the podcast, too. I'm very sorry. I have to apologize.
That's okay.
And also, we have a different microphone configuration right now, and it's really weird.
The whole room is different.
Yeah, the whole room is different.
Well,
to
the
me
room
too.
Is the same. We're
so
just sitting,
we're all in
sitting
different
in
spots.
It differently.
And so, if there's a strangeness to our flow today, that's why. So, you have to give us a break.
Because Nathan has decided that I should be in charge of the audio levels now. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
it'll be
we'll
good.
See. Hopefully, what I say makes sense because I'm paying attention to many different things. Think of what's going to happen when we choose to do this on live video. Maybe we shouldn't do that.
Why not? No,
because
I really,
then I'd be in charge of all the things.
I think.
And Rachel just discovered that there are 91 things that her and I are in charge of on a weekly basis.
Oh,
no wonder we
terrible.
Feel frazzled.
I'm excited for the live thing, though. So if that happens, I'll be.
Well, then
happy.
You can be. You've got extra arms now to not do anything with.
Exactly.
And clearly,
so
I can only manage. Talking into
putting,
the microphone.
She's
just
putting your
the
voice
talent.
Into the microphone.
It's really hard for me to do it. But this is kind of why we're switched around, because I'm not even using the cone of silence.
No.
People.
Which is awesome.
But
it's no
it
longer
took us
a thing.
2.5 years to figure out that I should be sitting in a location where I can see both people without having to turn my head. I don't know why it took us that long, but.
But it did.
It did. So here we are.
Episode 6
yeah,
of
episode
season 2.
Yeah, episode 6, which is awesome. We titled it, Where's the Credit? And we're going to be talking about giving credit when credit is due, which is awesome. I think I really like this topic because I didn't think of it. And as I was like preparing and doing the notes and stuff, I was like, oh, this is actually really cool. Because it almost is almost like encouragement, which I really love, mm-hmm. is encouraging people. I kind of, my last blog I wrote about that. So we're going to discuss that today. And also, I think it's something important because it's easy to overlook.
Yes.
It's so easy not to give someone credit or to feel bad about not getting credit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the first question we have for you ladies, let's start with Mandy, because she likes that. Have you ever felt like you haven't gotten the credit that you deserved?
Yes.
That's the simple answer.
That's the simple
yeah,
answer. I think that's the type of thing where, let's put it this way. I think it hurts more when somebody that you poured a lot into, for instance, as a life coach or somebody in business, when you have somebody that you've kind of taken under your wing and you've encouraged them and spoken life over them and they go do something and start giving other people credit for where they're at in life, but they don't give you the credit, that can be really hurtful. Mm. And not that we do things in this company because we're looking for credit, but I've just learned over the years that giving credit where credit is due is a really important thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was something that Danny Johnson taught a lot, how you need to give credit where credit is due. You need to give honor where honor is due, because that's the honorable thing to do, but also you reap what you sow.
Right. Mm.
And so there are a lot of times where I get credit from people that I didn't even realize that I spoke that into their life, and then they beautifully give back this credit that encourages me and kind of pumps me up to keep mm-hmm. going. But there have been a few times where people that I would cry tears over, like I would go home from work crying because of the struggle of speaking into this person's life and them not feeling at all thankful for it or even noticing it. And then, you know, months later, poof, all of a sudden everybody else gets the credit and I don't. And I think that's when it's really hurtful, is when you did stick through something, even though it was difficult and challenging, because you believed in that person, but they didn't see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, isn't it really encouraging when you do get the credit?
Yeah.
Like when the person does acknowledge you and then you feel like, hey, I want to do this again. I want to keep like speaking life into people and keep doing, you know.
Well, and I think that's what's more important. I mean, it's not so much about, well, I need to give credit to this person because they deserve it. I think it's more of an encouragement thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because doing anything, no matter how much you love it, there's always ups and downs to every single thing that we do. in life, no matter if we are a life coach, if we are working in a service job in like a hotel or a restaurant or a theater. I mean, something, even if we love it, there's always challenges that come to it. Mm-hmm. And when people give us credit and notice us, mm-hmm. that's encouraging. And yeah. I think that's something we all need. Yeah. So I think it's more than just giving credit where credit is due. It's encouraging people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got a quick story about that. Speaking of the theater, so I'm a manager at the theater in town. And one night we had a gal working for us who was just awesome. And she went above and beyond her job duties and stocked this cooler in the back that was actually supposed to be my job. So I went to go look at the cooler and it was already stocked. And I said, wow, who already did this? And I went up to this lady and I was like, thank you so much. That actually means a lot to me that I don't, you know, you took the job that I was supposed to do and you did it with excellence. And I just wanted to thank you for that. And she's like, oh, that's okay. And I found out later that she posted on Facebook how awesome it is to have a manager recognize the hard work that you do. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Because mm-hmm. really, for me, it wasn't hard for me at all to just mm-hmm. recognize what she did, go up and say, good job. Mm-hmm. And those words were just super powerful mm-hmm. and, you know, gave her a little lift to her step, which is awesome. Rachel, how about you? Have you felt like you haven't?
Sorry, I just decided I had a cough credit. All of a sudden. I've actually had this happen a lot in my probably more my professional career. And like the thing I think that I always go back to that's hard for me is if I wrote something or I created something or I designed something for that business to use or that church to use or whatever. And they're still using it without actually giving me the credit that I created that thing or that I wrote that thing. And I think that's like a very specific example of somebody stealing something that you wrote. I mean, mm-hmm. we all remember this from like high school. You had to be so careful to like not plagiarize yep. anything or not pretend like something that you wrote was your own. And I think sometimes not only just that lack of encouragement, but also like blatantly taking something mm-hmm. from somebody else, calling it your own or just you know, conveniently forgetting to mention the fact that somebody else created this because you want to have the recognition maybe or you want to look like you created it. I think it's terrible. And I think with how much we know just those little statements, those little like one or two sentences of encouraging somebody and saying that you notice their hard work, how much that changes a person. And then when right, you think yeah. on the other hand of when you just miss that or you steal something that they created or whatever, how devastating that can actually be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, you know, because of the internet and social media, mm-hmm. it has become easy and hard at the same time to give credit. I think yep. you might not always know for sure who a photograph or a quote came from.
Right.
But there are a lot of times where you do know.
Right.
And I think that's why there are apps like the Repost app. Mm-hmm. That's why that was created. So right. you can share somebody else's photo, but still give them credit that they're mm-hmm. the ones who posted it originally.
Right. And that's for Instagram specifically.
Yeah, for Instagram. Wondering. And I think that's this whole thing of giving credit where credit is due. That's where it can become stealing.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Because yeah, informational.
Intellectual.
There you go. Intellectual.
Property
is a real thing.
Right, yeah.
And because of the information age, this is where I was going with
okay.
that, you have to make sure that you do copyright
for
things.
Sure.
That you are giving credit where credit is due. And it can be really easy to miss that. Mm-hmm. But there are times, I think, where people right. do steal it. I can think of a couple of people I know of
right.
where they have stolen some of our photos.
Exactly.
And not given credit where credit is due. Or maybe not necessarily ours as a company, but mine individually.
Right.
And they're reposting and giving photo credit to all these other people, but not to us. And
right.
I think when that is happening, that's a key to step back and ask yourself, the person who's doing it, why am I giving credit to some and not to all?
Right.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I was just thinking this over my head. If like you had a huge quote book and you just started putting them all on Facebook without putting the person's name.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about Bill Hybels a couple weeks ago
yeah.
and just putting like, you know, your culture is only as healthy
right.
as your senior leader wants it to be. Yeah, Lance came up with that.
Yeah.
Lance put that on there. No, like, you cannot have these awesome thoughts and these awesome ideas. And I think sometimes with the realm of photography, mm-hmm. it's so easy mm-hmm. to take a picture. I mean, how many of us have searched Google Images and just been like, oh, this is great. Yep. I'm going to put this on here. And then you don't even think about, wait, who was the artist yep. who did this?
Well, right. And we've actually, when we were working with Sandy Krakowski, learning from her, mm-hmm. she will tell you, do not go to Google and take right. images to put on your website because most there are a are. Lot of copyright issues mm. and you could be sued. Well, so always actually, get a stock photo.
Actually, and Bing actually has a way to go around yep. that if you don't want to do stock photos. They're super cheap. But you can go into Bing Images, and they will let you search under a drop box that says free for commercial use. Mm-hmm. They will be way less awesome than the ones that are like, we don't know who these belong to, so just grab one of these willy-nilly. But yeah, Google doesn't let you do that. But Bing actually does, and yeah, it does not take long for you to give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. And I love mm-hmm. how you said, Mandy, that if that's something that maybe you're like, I kind of just go and take things and don't really think about it. Ask yourself why. Like, is it just because you don't want to do that extra step? Or is there a specific reason? Like, maybe there was a hurt from that leader or that person in your life. And now you're just taking stuff because you want to, because it's like a revenge thing. I have to think that when you choose not to give credit where credit is due, there's a deeper reason than mm-hmm. just like, oh, I just don't really want to. That's just too much work for me to, you know, go research that. Right. And find out
and,
where
and there are people out there who are just clueless and don't know yes. that this is a thing. So maybe this will help you wake up.
Right. Yeah. And the easiest part, I think, to see is when we don't give credit, because it's easy mm-hmm. for us because we're hurt and mad. But this next question I have for you is, have you ever failed to give someone else credit? And that might be a little bit harder to think about. I mean,
I'm sure I have.
I have a story about how I had to fix the fact that I failed to give somebody credit. Ooh,
I'll finish this thought. Yeah. I'm sure I have years ago before this was on my radar. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a specific instance because since training with Danny Johnson and Sandy Krakowski, I've learned this is something I want to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Now, I've noticed, like, as I go to bookstores and I'm reading books, I've noticed that some books are really great at giving photo credit for every photo and others don't. And so that makes me wonder, okay, which photographers care about that and which ones yeah. don't? I right. mean, if you have the same photographer for your photos inside and outside of a book and you only say it once, do you have to put it again after the photo of the author? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've noticed that lately where right. they are crediting photographers often. And I've wondered, well, how much is too much and how much is enough? And do all photographers care? I mean, whenever we have new photos coming out, we always try mm-hmm. to say, you know, here it was by this photographer, but then when we use those photos again and again, we don't. And I'm not sure if that's right or wrong.
Right.
To be honest, I mean, when you have photos taken of your company for marketing purposes, you don't always have a lot of room right. to yeah. always give the credit.
And well, so, and that's a little different than probably when you go in knowing that they're taking them for business and marketing purposes right. than just going to somebody's website that's a photographer and like, oh, that's an awesome picture and copying and, right. you know, right. yeah. right click and saving it to your computer and uploading it as your own thing. I would have to think that like for marketing, once mm-hmm. you okay it one time, it's probably fine then because you technically don't need permission every time right. you use the photo then.
But so what's your story, Rachel?
Okay, so, okay, I got to go back to the question and make sure it does make sense. Okay, so ever failed to give someone credit? I had, like, this just recently happened that I had to send a thank you card to a leader in my life that because this person hurt me the way that they did, I kind of wanted to just be like, you know what? This was just like a blip on the radar and it wasn't a big deal and this person didn't do anything to help me or whatever. And the more I started to heal from the hurt, the more I realized that person really was influential. And even what's happening here mm-hmm. And my job here at the Big Blue Couch. And I had to send a thank you letter. We've never actually resolved any of the conflict that happened. We never actually sat down and talked about anything. But it was something that God had told me I needed to do like a year and a half ago. And I was sitting in church or whatever, and God was like, you're going to need to thank this person. And I'm like, no, no, I do not. And God graciously let me go through the healing process some more and then brought it up again like 8 months later when I was ready to do it. And it just still probably took me about 3 or 4 more months to actually write it and send it out. And I never got a response. I never heard anything from that person. I never got anything like, hey, your letter was awesome. Because all I did was thank that person for the influence that they did have in my life and how no matter how things ended, the years that we spent together, the things that they spoke over me and said about me, all have created the person that I am now and thank them for that. And I had kind of a hard time with that not getting credit after I did it. Like, I wanted them to be like, look at you sent this amazing note and I know that you're hurt by me and all these things, but that didn't happen. But I think, and Mandy and I have talked about this even just privately, that that's part of that whole idea of giving honor where honor is due. And it's not really about you. It's not really about whether or not you're going to get recognition because you honored this person. I did it because God asked me to. So I had to obey, but also because it was the right thing to do. That person had given me many, many things. And maybe someday later in his life, that card will mean more than I even probably realize that it does now.
And do you think, you know, how you talked about you were upset that you didn't get the credit for giving someone else credit? I think that that's a good thing to talk about because I think that's a lot of us, though, is, you know, we help an elderly woman across the street or we give a homeless man $20 or any little thing. We can say, hey, look at how good I am.
Right.
I'm like, awesome. You should thank me and look at me. And really, the focus should be paying it forward. Because you're, you know, upset about not getting a compliment, not getting a credit, not getting the honor, you should fast forward that honor to someone else.
Right.
And look for it and say, hey, I saw you give that dude money. Good job.
Right.
Thanks, man.
Well, and I wonder if, you know, it's not really honoring somebody if you have a hidden motive that you want to get,
for sure.
Get the credit
for
it. That's probably not honor and giving credit where credit is due. Because oftentimes, I mean, sometimes you get a great response, but sometimes you don't. Sometimes that person literally has no idea that you are even quoting them or using their stuff or that they've been an influence on you. But that's not really the point. The point is to do it because, like even Mandy was saying in the beginning, you reap what you sow. If you want people to be honoring you and the things that you create, the things that you say, the things that you speak over people, then you need to do it to everybody else too.
Yep, definitely. So the last question we have here is awesome. How do you give God credit in your life, Mandy?
This is a good question.
Yeah, because I think it can be something you could do, you know, quietly, like we were talking about, or, you know, loudly.
Publicly,
and there we go. That's the way better.
I think that depends on your personality. I mean, I've heard it said some people get upset when people don't give God credit. And I think it really comes down to your personality and how, if you're more of a quiet person and you have quiet time with God and you're reserved, but you are living out the characteristics that Jesus modeled, then you're giving God credit quietly through your actions. Other people are giving God credit through their words. And sometimes people are giving God credit in a religious way that still points the finger back at them.
Right. Mm.
And so I think you kind of have to kind of assess your motives.
Right.
So almost like humbly giving God credit?
Like a humble brag.
Like
a,
the false humility, like, oh, I just give all the credit to Jesus. But, you know,
like, and I used to do that.
So
like,
maybe the question should be, how do you give God credit in a real way?
Yeah. Well, the fake way that I used to, and I didn't realize I was doing this until I started learning, when people would tell me, oh, I just loved your song today in church. It was so good. But I felt like I was sick. I wasn't doing well. I'd be like, oh, thank you. I'm not feeling great today. It's only because of God that I can do this. Well, that might be true, but really the humble thing to do is to say thank you.
Right. Yeah.
And not put yourself down before glorifying God. That's not a godly thing.
And you hear that all the time.
You do.
It's like a church answer. It's like a Sunday school response. Like, I just give all the glory to God. And I know there are people who say that all the time who might get totally offended when they hear this. But sometimes I'm just like, and I don't remember where we started learning or where I started learning this from, but that's not actually confidence. That's a false sense of humility. It's more of a pride issue. They're just like, oh, I just give all the glory to God. Being able to accept a compliment and be like, hey, thanks.
Mm.
I actually put a lot of hard work into that, so thank you.
Yeah.
That is the same way, because God gave you the skills to mm-hmm. actually sing the song and put the work into it and do all the things that you needed to do. And, like, I love how you said, Mandy, how you can glorify God and give honor to God with those quiet actions. And they always say actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm. And I think really, okay, how do you give God credit in your life? I think you give God credit by saying that it's only because of him that I was able to make it through the hard times.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who is working through the things that I can't do. I can't go and fix my own heart or somebody else's heart, mm-hmm. but I can choose to let God fix my heart
mm-hmm.
and let him work through me. That's giving God credit. Whereas sitting here saying, oh, thank you, I pretty much suck at everything and it's only because of God that I can do a thing at all. That's not giving God credit.
No, and I think also it gives you an opportunity to have conversations with people.
Like
any struggle that you've gone through, a drug addiction or anything like that, when you've walked past it and you can talk to other people about it and they can ask you, hey, how did you do that? How did you?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you say, well, my faith really helped me. God really helped me. And that is a real way to give God credit, is to say, you know, this is what happened in my life. This is when my life was really falling apart and I had nothing left. And this is where God came in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I think that's the way to give God credit. And I think I don't always think that it's bad that people go around giving God credit for everything and praising Jesus. But I think you really do have to check your motives and check your pride, check your mindset. Are you in a religious mindset, or are mm-hmm. you lining your mindset up with heaven and with Jesus? Because there's a difference between
the
two.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely think that there's an ulterior motive sometimes to saying, I give glory all the glory to God. Like, I like that phrase, I give glory to God, but at the same time, it's kind of like saying, I'm such a great Christian.
Yeah.
That I give all the glory to God.
Like, I don't even think about worldly things because I give the glory to God. And I don't even sin because I give all the glory to God. And I don't, and you're kind of like, really? Because I'm a sinner and I want God to see me in a real light.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to be talking about that coming up, is exemplifying real faith.
Yeah.
And that we might have to touch on that a little bit.
I think so, because I think it's a real thing. I mean, how many of you, raise your hand. I can't see you,
Rachel,
but I can see
the
chat. have heard people talk about all the great things God has done in their lives, but they haven't actually gone through the tough things.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are different levels of tough and struggle. But when you really look at it, I mean, I used to be that type of person. I didn't go through anything really hard other than the fact that I was born with a disease. There's nothing hard about that because I didn't know any different.
Right.
That was just my life. But when you go through seasons where you have depression and anxiety and you lose your home and you lose your health in a mm-hmm. way you never have before, that's hard.
Right. Yeah.
That's when you start questioning, God, is God even real? Is God even there? Does he care?
Right.
Those are the things that strengthen you, I think. And those are the things where you can really see where God does get the credit.
Yeah.
Right. And I love, and I think for me, even just going back to that idea from the second question, you honor God in your obedience and in those quiet things that you do every day. And he talks about it even in the New Testament. He's talking about prayer. But he's talking about, like, going into your closet and not making this big show about, like, okay, now's my time to praise Jesus, and I'm going to go spend my quiet time with Jesus. And I sometimes struggle with this because I am more of an introverted person, but we have a public stage where, you know, we do share things about what God is doing in our life and that kind of stuff. But I think in my personal life, I'm much more of that quiet character, like somebody is watching. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that's what they're seeing, watching me giving honor to God in those small things, than necessarily standing on a stage in my personal life on, you know, the street corners going praise Jesus because he did all these things. So I think it's kind of weird for me sometimes to find that balance between praising and giving honor to God for what he has done on my public stage, and then what do I do in my private life, because I'm not as open necessarily mm-hmm. about, you know, just preaching all the things.
The thing is, though, I think when you spend that quiet time with God and you're diligent about letting him work in your heart, mm-hmm. it becomes easier to give him real credit.
Right.
And it becomes easier to give other people credit because you're not searching for the spotlight yourself.
Yeah. Totally. And I think that's a huge point right there is if you're comfortable with you, and that's even mm-hmm. going back to being able to take a compliment, it really does. If you're comfortable with who you are and who God has created you to be, giving credit to other people is easy, mm-hmm. even when they don't necessarily give the credit back that you did something. You know, or that you said something to them that encouraged them. It's so much easier when you can come from a place of safety in your own heart and mind of who definitely. God created you to be.
And mm-hmm. an easy way to practically do this is something I do is when I'm scrolling through Facebook, sometimes I just like scroll through my friends mm-hmm. and I'm like, wow, I haven't talked to this guy in a long time. And I'll just send him a quick message and just be like, hey, how's life? What's going on? And I just send him a little thing of encouragement, and I'll just be like, hey, I've been praying for you, and I hope things are going well. Mm-hmm. It's super easy. It takes, like, 50 seconds. Mm-hmm. And that little thing, like, how many of us have gotten one of those from someone and been like, oh, right. You just feel so good. You're just like, yeah, this is exactly what I needed. And just in those little moments, you can give someone encouragement and credit and show them that.
Right.
And it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's really what it's about is where's the credit? Doesn't necessarily mean well. Make sure that you always quote your sources. I mean, that's important. But where's the credit? Are you giving people credit? Mm-hmm. And if you're not, why not?
Right.
Yep.
I think it's a heart issue.
Totally. Yep.
And don't get us wrong. If you're one of those people who says you give all the glory to God, we still love you. And that's awesome. Like, we're glad.
Yeah, it depends on what you put before and after that statement.
Yes.
I mean, really, because that will show where your heart really is. Are you being real and you're comfortable with who you are and do you have a real confidence or are you trying to mask your insecurities?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So to wrap it up, that was pretty much good.
That was a wrap.
All right. Yeah, I like
good
it.
Thought.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did. And if you could just do us a favor. Before I stumble over my words and make Rachel laughter and go into a fit.
Do it again.
Do us a favor before you go. Just take a few seconds and rate this podcast on iTunes. And that way more people can get this content. So until next time, let's rise up and build a courageous nation together.